This week, the Supreme Court confirmation hearings began for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. As you might remember, in recent years, these hearings for other Supreme Court nominees have been pretty contentious. There was the hearing for Neil Gorsuch, whose seat many Democrats felt rightfully belonged to Merrick Garland.
Unfortunately, due to unprecedented treatment, Judge Garland was denied a hearing, and this vacancy has been in place for well over a year.
There was the hearing for Brett Kavanaugh and questions around assault allegations against him.
This onslaught of last-minute allegations does not ring true. I'm not questioning that Dr. Ford may have been sexually assaulted by some person in some place at some time. But I have never done this to her or to anyone.
Even the nomination for Amy Coney Barrett came in the last weeks before the 2020 presidential election, and that was pretty intense.
Judges can't just wake up one day and say, I have an agenda, I like guns, I hate guns, I like abortion, I hate abortion, and walk in like a royal queen and impose, you know, their will on the world.
So I asked Aaron Blake, senior political reporter for The Post, with what we've seen so far in Judge Jackson's confirmation hearing, where would he put this on the scale of contentiousness?
I think from what we have seen so far, this hearing is not going to be on the level of a Clarence Thomas, a Brett Kavanaugh, a Robert Bork, or any of those kinds of hearings that come to mind when you talk about really brutal fights over Supreme Court nominations. I think that's for a couple reasons. Pretty high on that list would be that this nomination isn't going to change the balance of power in the Supreme Court. We have a Democratic nominee who would be replacing a Democratic nominated justice. Another is that this is just not a situation which Republicans probably can defeat this nominee. Yes, Democrats only have 50 votes in the Senate, but they can confirm this justice with those 50 votes under the rules that have been changed over the years. And so Republicans are really confronting a situation in which they have to decide precisely how hard they want to fight this.